Here he is, the great Ed Obradovich, OB, host of the Bears pregame, postgame, right here on WGN Radio. Hamp and OB with Mark Carmen. And OB, tell me the good, the bad, and the ugly. What'd you see? There's
well,
a lot of all of it.
Pretty much all that happened yesterday. But one of the things that absolutely jumped out at me was our passing game. And I'm going to tell you, and I think we have some terrific receivers. Marquise Goodwin, I mean, he can absolute fly. Darnell Mooney, you know, that kid is a bolt of lightning, and both of them have good hands. Allen Robinson, probably our number one receiver, and he's just a quality football player. And Cole Kmet is starting to come into his own at tight end. So we have four people that can make things happen in the passing game. They have speed, they have quickness, they can get separation. And yesterday, they did not throw one pass over 20 yards. I think the longest pass was maybe about 9 yards or 10 yards. And for them, for four quarters, to try to win a National Football League and the way the rules are set and what they give you, okay, and for four quarters you go out there and you do not attack downfield, you do not use the hole, you got a 100-yard field long, it's 53 yards wide, and we don't even attempt to use that entire field in our passing games with four kids that can put a big hurt on you at any time of the game. And what do? 2-yard passes, 6-yard passes, 7-yard passes. Now, look at the Rams. 67-yard TD, 63-yard T, 37-yard passes, 25-yard passes. We didn't throw one pass over 20 yards. I think our longest pass, was 19 yards, but I think the receiver ran about 9 yards after he caught it. And to have that situation in your opening game, and you do not use your offensive weapons and attack downfield, I'm not quite sure what the word or words are to describe that.
Mm-hmm. Weren't the Bears 4th and 15 at one point? They went for it and threw a 10-yard pass, and everyone was sort of like, "What? What is happening here, OB? What's going on?"
Going for the field goal, what then would have brought it to 10 points? It's 4th and 15, and they throw a 12. They call for a 12-yard out. But Anna, this has been going on all last year.
Yeah.
I think if we could go back and what I told you, it's when it's 3rd and 8, they throw a 2-yard out and hope and pray that whoever the receiver is can break the tackle and get a first down. Now, I'm not making this stuff up. Okay, that's what you're seeing on the screen, and if you go to Soldier Field or wherever you go, that's what you're seeing. Now, do you have any idea how much time the offensive coordinator, the head coach, and all the assistant offensive coaches have to put in that you have to formulate a game plan where you don't throw the ball over 20 yards, not one time? You do not run a fly pattern. You don't run a skinny post. You don't run a deep post. You don't run a hitch and go. You don't run crossing ends. That's what happened yesterday for four quarters. And you're asking these kids to win a football game when that is your offensive game plan, and that's how you're going to attack the number one defensive team last year in the National Football League, the L.A. Rams. It's laughable.
Mm-hmm. Hey, OB, the words Nagy and Pace were trending during the game. Bears fans obviously fed up with their decisions, feeling like this season may be, it's already feeling like a rerun to a lot of folks. How much of it is on Nagy and Pace?
Their noses, right on their forehead. There's no question. Who are they going to blame? You're going to blame George McCaskey? You know, they're the ones doing the drafting, okay? They're the ones working the trades. They're the ones getting the free agents. The key to a great team, to getting a great team, has been, is now, and forever will be, you build it through the draft, Anna. And how do you enhance your team? You enhance it through free agency. And again, more often than not, sometimes that doesn't work out well, but it costs you a lot of money. But that's how you build a team, through the draft. All Pace does is get free agents and move up in the draft and give away our number one draft choice, our number two draft choice, our number three, or whatever. We have our draft choices are decimated.
Hey, OB, it's Kevin. Good to talk to you. I feel like I need to ask you about the quarterback situation. I think all things considered, Dalton was okay. I mean, like, as to your point, they need to get the ball down the field. But if it's you, OB, what are you doing with this quarterback situation? How soon before Justin Fields is starting?
Well, that's a guessing game, you know. But if I could, Kevin, just quickly on this. When we ran the kickoff back in the opening of the game yesterday, we get a great run from Montgomery, a pass. You see him. I could just sit there. You could feel it. Oh, they got something going. And the opening drive would go down and put seven, tack them right on their forehead and take them down, put the 7 points up. And then the next thing I know, they've got this momentum, this karma going. And what do? They pulled Dalton, and then they put Fields in. What? That down in the red zone. For what reason? You know what kind of message you send to the rest of the team? Here he is. You guys got a rhythm going. You've got a karma going. You got a good feeling. You're running. You're passing. And you're going right down the field. And you do what? You take that quarterback out and put this kid in. That's his first play ever in a National Football League. A real game. I tell you what, Kevin, I became unglued. When I saw that, I couldn't believe it. How do you take a quarterback who is taking you down the field, they're getting out of the huddle, they're getting up there, they're getting set, they're ready to go, and bang, they take him out, put this kid in for one play, and put Dalton right back in?
Yeah, you know, they did in the third quarter. They did end up scoring. Yep. It was that 16-play, 81-yard drive. That was impressive. Took up 9 minutes, 38 seconds throughout the drive, and they did end up scoring, and the touchdown was from Justin Fields. But to your point, OB, I'm watching, and Andy Dalton's marching the offense down the field, and then they bring in Justin Fields at the Rams' 16-yard line. Now, it all ended up working, but to your point, when they put him in at that moment, I'm like, well, there's some rhythm here. Andy Dalton's driving him down the field. Why are you throwing in Fields right now?
I'm going to tell you something. It's very difficult to sit there and to try to understand the philosophy of what he's doing. Now, listen, if you let Andy Dalton play. You brought him in here. You gave him a $10 million contract. You said he's your starter. Let him play the game, okay? And if you want to make a change, make a change. If it's the first game or if it's going to be next week or the following, make the change. Quit playing a silly game of this guy taking him down the field and then all of a sudden we'll bring Fields in and we're going to scare the death out of whoever we're playing because Fields is in. I mean, Kevin, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't. If you're going to make a change, make the change. Have a positive mindset. If Dalton's your quarterback, let him take him down the field. And if he's not, bring Fields in. Let him take him down the field. Quit doing this silly gamesmanship. And the only person that you're out tricking and out fooling is yourself and your own team.
Talking with you, OB, is like therapy. I feel like we all, I don't know, I was one of the from the hopeful mindset going into this. I know Mary Vandeveld was as well. We are all like very optimistic about this season. I don't know, you still optimistic about this Bears season? What do you think?
In fact, I thought, Anna, I kind of, for whatever reasons I had, I liked the Bears last night. I thought, you know what, the other three teams lost. Some strange things are happening today. Mm-hmm. You know what? They got to go out there and beat the number one defense from last year. You know what? They just might be able to do this. But then when that Coach Nagy, when they made all those switches and brought Justin Fields in, that's it all went out the window. And then to see their game plan, how they were going to attack the Rams and not throw the ball down the field, not stretch the field, not try to score touchdowns, I tell you what, that just I couldn't believe what I was seeing, and neither could Dan Hampton. I mean, we're looking at each other like, you got to be kidding me. How is it possible that you can't even throw the ball on a 20-yard pass? Not one time. Not one time. Somebody's got to be held responsible for that. That is
unconscionable.
Let's put it that way.
Hey, well, we'll see what the game plan is for this weekend, and we'll definitely be listening to you and Hemp and Mark Carmen. It's an awesome show. You do the pre, you do the post, and it great stuff. I mean, I need to listen to you after it's done, OB. I'm not kidding. It is therapy for me. And, we'll talk to you here on Friday as well if you make some
time
for us.
Okay, well, we've got Cincinnati coming in, our home mm-hmm. opener, and I'll tell you what, the Bears, if they make some adjustments, because I think we have, again, real quickly here, Anna, our receivers, I love our receivers. Every one of them, I mean, they're quality receivers, and we've got to get this passing game going if we're going to be a viable team in the 21 season. We just have to, and we've got the people that can get it done.
And that's what we need. Thank you, OB. Talk
Bye-bye.
To you soon. Talk to you Friday. Mary, wasn't it you who changed your three words about the Bears season from what I'm so excited to, what did you say again?
I'm so scared.
Echoing what many of us are feeling right now.
I do feel better after listening, though.
I do, too.
OB.
I do, too.
Because, you know, I just agree with almost everything he said, but then he sees so much more than I do, you know.
Me, and too. And you're so like, yeah, cool. And they need to do that.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
And that's too.
Right.
And then we got something.